website at centralheatingandcooling.net. Look for the financing tab. We are not comfortable until you are. Turn to the experts at Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier factory authorized dealer, where comfort exceeds expectations.
United Country Real Estate of Mountain Home is the largest seller of rural real estate in the United States. With United Country, you'll find trust and integrity, integral parts of their high standards. As a seller, you'll benefit from United Country's unique and proven marketing system. You owe it to yourself to call the number one team in the nation today at 425-3820. United Country Real Estate, proud supporters of our Mountain Home Bombers.
It is going to be Mount Holmes ball to start this second half as the two teams switch sides. Lady Bombers will be moving left to right for these last two quarters as they lead 31-30.
Score stop. We need three consecutive stops and three consecutive scores. Let's get this game kind of extended out.
McCarron will give it to Yonkers. Yonkers gives it back to McCarron on the low block. They lose the handle of the ball, and looks like Mount Holmes going to turn it over as Anna McCarron's going to be called for the loose ball foul.
That's going to be three on her, I believe.
Yes, it is. And also her, also the first team foul against Mountain Home here in the third quarter. So she's going to have to come right back out of the game as Liffy Fossus will come in. We're 13 seconds into this second half.
A set play, it was there. The pass came up. Vanda catches that. That's a layup for the Lady Bombers.
Yep. Parker with it. Dribbles to the right side. She's going to pull up for the jumper. It won't go, and the rebound's controlled by Yonkers.
Yonkers. I was going to say Mount Home pushing the ball a lot more tempo right here.
Moore with it, gives it to Husky. Husky's going to dribble into the lane, going in for the layup. Good! Parker Husky in double figures with 10.
Yeah, Parker's having an aggressive offensive night. That's what the Lady Bombers needed.
33-30 our score. 7:15 left to play in the third quarter. Parker with it up top, gives over to Jordan Gramlich. She's going to dribble to the lane, going answer with a layup of her own. She's now in double figures with 11.
She's just kind of taking the ball to the hole.
Yeah, she is. Here is Husky back the other way. Dribbles to the right side. Gives there to Moore. Moore's going to dribble to the free throw line. Finds Coleman. Coleman's going to dribble into the lane. Going up for the layup. Won't go. And she gets her own rebound, though. Gives out to Husky. Husky will throw it to Moore for the long three-pointer. Good!
Offensive rebounds usually lead to wide open step-in threes. Good job with Witten not giving up after missing that shot. Staying with her own board. And nice kick out to Lakin.
Lakin Moore with 14 on the night. 36-32. Mounts home with a little more cushion with 6:33 left in the third. Here is Parker with up top for the Lady Airedales. Dribbles toward the left side. Gives it to McCard. And a foul away from the ball is going to be called on Mountain Home, looks like.
Well, you get Witten Coleman trying to fight through screens right there.
Well, that is her first personal foul. Team foul number two against Mountain Home here in the third quarter. 6:24 left to play in the period. It is a four-point Mountain Home advantage. Parker will inbound the ball on the baseline. Gets it in to McCart. Back to Parker in the right corner. She's going to try for the three-pointer. Won't go. And the rebound chased down by Poole in the left corner. She'll kick it out to Jordan Gramlich on the wing. She goes into the lane. Goes up for the layup. It won't go. And Fossus is there for the rebound. She gives it to Coleman, who's quickly back the way. Gives it to Moore on the right side. Moore's going to dribble to the lane. Over to Husky on the left. She tries for another three-pointer. This one won't go. Offensive rebound for Fossus. She goes back up with it, and the ball is knocked out of bounds. They're going to call the shot block by Alma, and Mount Home will inbound the ball.
I tell you, this game is getting physical. Witten got two hands shoved on the other end down here. That was a foul right there by Fossness, and yeah. Going up on there. Honestly, we got lucky. I think the ball hit the shot clock when it bounced on Parker's shot. I saw the shot clock moving.
And they've reset it.
They did reset it.
Here is inbound pass goes Yonkers. Now Husky has it on the right wing to Moore in the corner. She's going to dribble to the low block. And what are they going to call? A foul. Okay. I didn't know if they're going to call that or a travel for a moment. They're going to give that one to Jemiah Parker. I believe that's her second. Yep, it is. Second personal foul. Team foul number one against Alma here in the third quarter. 5:49 left in the period. Mount Home will inbound the ball, leading by four. Inbound pass goes to Fossus, who immediately puts up the layup good.
Good find by Parker. Nice screen release there by Livy Fossus. She screened and saw the opening there and stepped right into it. Good find by Parker.
Her first 2 points of the night. 38-32, Lady Bombers up. 5:35 left in the third. Here's Jordan Gramlich. And offensive. No, they're going to call travel. But either way, it's going to be a turnover.
Yeah, they're going to have to call the illegal screens on them. They're trying to get them open. they're just running her through screen after screen after screen, and they're defenders. And right there, we got lucky with the walk call.
5.5 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Lady Bombers lead Lady Airedales 38-32. Ball goes over to Moore on the left side. She'll give it there to Yonkers. Yonkers finds Fossus in the paint. And
no.
A jump ball is going to be called. Wow. And Alma's going to get the ball in the possession arrow.
She's dribbling, making a move. How can it be a jump ball?
I'm not sure. But Alma is going to get the ball back as they trail by six. Parker into the front court, gives over on the left side to McCart. Down to Jordan Gramlich in the lane for the layup. Good. Jordan Gramlich with 13 on the night.
If you're watching on BSN, I want you to just watch 33 when it comes down. Watch the number of screens she's going off of and watch the number of holds that happen on those screens on the Lady Bombers. They know what they can do to get her open, and they're just letting them get by with it.
Moore picking up the jumper near the free throw line. No good. Ball's knocked out of bounds by Jordan Gramlich, and Mount Home will have possession of it out of bounds with 4:47 left to play in the third quarter. Isabel Benson comes back in, replacing Jaden Gramlich for Alma and for the Lady Bombers. Whitten Coleman's going to come back in as Bailey Rittenberg takes a seat. 38-34, Lady Bombers up right now.
Grandma's got blood or something on her finger. She having to come out of the game.
Yep. So both Gramlichs are out as Chloe Gregory comes back in. So it will be Parker Husky inbounding the ball on the baseline underneath the Mountain Home basket. Trying to throw it into Fossus. She does control it. Now gives it to Husky in the left corner. Her three-pointer, no good. Long rebound chased down by Coleman. She'll dribble toward the paint. Kicks out to Moore. She's going to try a three of her own. Won't go. And this time the rebound comes to McCart. Parker with it across the timeline now. 4.5 minutes left to play in the third quarter. It's a four-point Mount Home advantage. Parker will dribble to the low block going in for the layup. Won't go, and the rebound is controlled by Moore. She probably should use the glass on that.
Yeah.
Moore back the other way, going coast to coast, and loses the ball out of bounds, and it will be Alma's ball.
Just can't get anything really going. We're getting some stops. You know, we need to take advantage of Gramlich being out on the defensive side of things. See if we can lead to some quick baskets for us.
Parker into the front court for the Lady Airedales. Dribbles to the left side. Gives it to Benson near the elbow. Over to McCart. Now back to Parker. Well, Benson and Foss is really battling down there.
Yeah,
low.
They are.
Ball goes down to Poole in the right corner, and she'll draw a little contact. So I believe that's Lakin Moore. That is going to be her second personal foul. Team foul number three against Mountain Home here in the third quarter. 3:49 left to play in the period. 38-34, Lady Bombers up. Inbound pass goes to Parker. She has it near the top. Now it goes over to the left elbow. Over to Gregory on the wing. Gregory will dribble up to the top. Over to Poole in the right corner. She dribbles toward the right elbow. Finds McCart in the left corner. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is knocked around and controlled by Poole. She'll throw it back out to McCart, and Alma has a fresh 35.
That went off two Lady Bombers' hands right into the hands of an Alma player.
Parker with it between the circles. She drills a little closer to the mid-court stripe. Gives it to Benson now. 3:10 left to play in the third quarter. Ball goes to McCart. 10 left on the shot clock. McCart's going into lane for the layup. Misses everything, and the rebound is controlled by Fossness. Mountain Home almost turned it over in the backcourt, but they're able to control it.
Mountain Home doing a really good job on the boards. That's their 21st rebound right now.
Husky with it on the right side. Gives it there to Yonkers. Yonkers takes the screen. Finds Fossness cutting into the lane for the layup. Won't go, but draws contact, and she'll head to the free throw line with 2:46 left in the third.
Good job there, Jayla. Coming off of that screen and dragging her defender up to the top of the key. That gives a little bit of space, and as it gives space, nice bounce pass, little pocket pass to Livy.
That is Chloe Gregory's first personal foul, team foul number two against Alma here in the third quarter. So Livy Fossus at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First shot is up and in. The Gramlich girls coming back in. Jaden and Jordan coming in as McKinley McCart and Isabel Benson will check out. So one more free throw for Fossus. Seven Second shot is up. No good. Gets one of two. And rebound is controlled by Alma. She has 3 points on the night so far this evening. 39-34. Mounts home up. Back the other way. Pulls up for the three. Rolls around and falls in.
Just sprinted down there. Good find.
Kylie Poole with six on the night. Back to a one-possession game. 39-37. Mounts home up. Here is Yonkers trying to answer with a three of her own. It will not go, and the rebound is controlled by Jordan Gramlich. Boy, she's been all over those boards tonight.
She has.
She's back the other way with it. And she may, she is going to pull up for the jumper. Misses everything. Gregory tries to not save it in and does to Jaden Gramlich. She can't get the layup, and this time the rebound comes to Fossus, but she's fouled, and then she's fouled in the backcourt. I thought they were about to come up with a steal, but now they're going to be called for the foul. So that's going to be Kylie Poole's third personal foul. Team foul number three against the Lady Airedales here in the third quarter. She'll check out of the game as Breela Hughes comes back in. 2:05, let's play in the third quarter. Mounts home with the ball, leading 39-37. Husky into the front court. Dribbles toward the right side, gives there to Yonkers. Yonkers dribbles to the elbow, goes to the low block, goes up for the scoop layup, it won't go. And the rebound comes to Hughes. Back comes Alma with a chance to tie or take the lead on this play. Parker with it. Still dribbling near the top. Now goes over to the left side. Goes back up to the top. Over to Jordan Gramlich on the right side. Looking to make a move to the basket for the layup. And she's going to be called for the travel.
Yeah, she could have got called for the offensive foul or the travel. Good job defense there by Witten standing in there, bellying up to her and taking the foul.
So Mount Home gets it back with 1:29 left to play in the third quarter.
See if we can finish this last 1:30 on a little bit of flurry. Let's spread this thing out to six or more right here.
At least like to make it a two-possession game.
Yeah.
Yonkers dribbles to the right side, gives up top to Moore. She's going to go to the left side. Now up to the top to Coleman. Coleman's going to go into the lane, gives it to Husky on the right wing. Tries to throw it to Moore, and ball goes to her left, and Hughes comes up with the steal. She's back the other way for the layup. She's going to be fouled on the way up and head to the free throw line with 1:03 left to play in the third.
Yeah, just sloppy play on one end of Mountain Home and trying to make that pass and not being in sync. We're just not in sync with each other right now.
Jayla Yonkers picks up her second personnel foul, fourth team foul against Mountain Home here in the third quarter. So it is Breela Hughes at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First shot is up, rolls around and falls in. And if she gets this next one, we will have our sixth tie of the night. We've also had 9 lead changes in this game so far. Hughes' second free throw is up. No good. She gets one of two. They're going to say it was off Jaden Gramlich.
Yeah, you got lucky there. It looked like Livy Faustin's got
the last
hand.
I was kind of wondering that myself. So it is going to be Mount Holmes' ball as they have a one-point lead, 39-38, with about a minute left to play in the third. Husky with it into the front court, dribbles to the right side. Gives up top to Moore. She thought about the three and instead dribbles to the left side, gives it to Yonkers. Yonkers dribbles into the lane for the layup. It won't go. And the rebound was saved by, Faustin has tried to save it in but couldn't. It goes out of bounds, and Alma will get it back with 44 seconds left in the third.
Well, Jayla's trying her best to get that bucket to go down, and she just can't get one to fall tonight.
Yeah. Parker across the timeline. About an 8-second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Parker dribbles to the right side, gives up top to Jaden Gramlich. Down to Jordan Gramlich in the lane. She goes up for the reverse layup. It won't go, and Coleman gets the rebound. She gives it to Husky, who's quickly into the front court, and she's going to be fouled from behind. That's the last foul Alma has to give this quarter. Let's see who they gave that foul to. That was looks like that was Gregory. Chloe Gregory picks up her second personal foul, 14th foul against Alma here in the third quarter. Witten Coleman checks out of the game as Anna McCarn comes back in. So Mount Home going a little bigger right now. 18.4 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Shot clock is off. Ball is with Moore on the right side.
Yeah, we got the ball to start the fourth quarter. Let's take our time. Let's get this last shot.
Moore dribbles to the left elbow, gives up top to Yonkers. Yonkers is going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good!
Yes, let's get one down, Jay. That a girl.
She's got 9 on the night. And stop it to play.
Yeah, the ball was kind of out here. He stopped him because the clock was running. Lady did a really good job right there. Smart basketball play. New climb was running out. She just let that ball bounce in front of her and waste all the time.
And they're not going to get a shot off. Mount Home is going to take a two-possession lead into the final quarter. We've got 8 minutes. Let's play in this one. Our score at the end of three, Mountain Home leading Alma 42-38. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
The community of Mountain Home continues to be committed to the Bombers, just as Centennial is committed to their customers. Perseverance, commitment, and resilience are key ingredients for success, both on and off the field of play. Whether you are cheering on the Bombers, starting a new business, or planning for the future, Centennial is